And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 21st of September, 2012. It's the birthday of Savonarola, Girolamo Savonarola, born in Ferrara, Italy, 1452, the great idealist who joined the Dominican monks, preached against the Medici family in Florence, preached against the corruption of the Catholic Church, which got him in trouble with the corrupt Pope Alexander VI. And at the age of 46, Savonarola was arrested, tortured, and executed by hanging, and his ashes scattered in the Arno River. It's the birthday of H.G. Wells, born Bromley, England, 1866. He had medical problems, thought he was dying, which prompted him to write Faster and Faster, and over a period of 3 years produced his three most famous books, The Time Machine, The Invisible Man, and The War of the Worlds. H.G. Wells, who said, "Every time I see an adult on a bicycle, I no longer despair for the future of the human race." It's the birthday of Leonard Cohen, born Montreal, 1934, started out as a poet, wrote a couple of novels, didn't do well, moved to this country to become a folk singer and songwriter. First album, Songs of Leonard Cohen, came out in 1967, was enormously successful. In 1984, his album Various Positions included his song Hallelujah, which has been covered by nearly 200 other singers. Latest album, Old Ideas, earlier this year. It's the birthday of Stephen King, Portland, Maine, 1947. When he was 10 years old, he went to the local theater to see a matinee of Earth versus the Flying Saucers, and the manager interrupted the movie to announce that the Soviet Union had launched Sputnik, and Stephen King said for the first time he saw a useful connection between the world of fantasy and the world of current events. And he set out to write horror stories, took a job teaching high school, which inspired him to write about a troubled teenage girl. He thought the story was worthless. He threw it out. His wife rescued it from the trash, thought it was promising, told him to keep at it, so he did. And Carrie was published in 1974. Stephen King, as prolific as ever. The eighth installment of his Dark Tower series came out last spring. Next book, due next year, a sequel to The Shining, currently at work on Joyland, a novel about a serial killer in an amusement park. And it was on this date in 1937, J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit was first published, a book that had begun with a line Tolkien wrote down, "In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit," though he didn't know what that meant. Here's a poem for today by Mae Swenson, entitled A Day Is Laid By. A day is laid by, it came to pass, wind is drained from the willow, dusk interlaces the grass, out of the husk of twilight emerges the moon. This the aftermath of jaded sunset, of noon, and the sirens of bees. Day and wrath are faded. Now above the bars of lonely pastures loom the sacred stars. A poem by Mae Swenson, A Day Is Laid By, from the collection May Out West, published by Utah State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, edited by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.